Hello, this is Deborah Anderson, the Black Woman Animator, coming back to you with another video. And in this video, I want to talk to you about authentic networking. I know a lot of people have trouble with how to network, whether it's because they're shy, have social anxiety, or just don't know what to do. I wanted to do this video to provide some tips. If you're not a natural at networking and need some more details, this video should help. I'm also going to start doing some shorter videos about soft skills and other workplace topics, so be on the lookout for that. Let's get started. There are various types of networking. Some that I'll highlight in this video are informational, congenial, and strategic networking. These can be used in combination with each other. Informational networking is when you reach out to a person about a specific topic. Something I'll say about this is to make sure you're reaching out to the right person. If you want to be a character designer, reach out to a character designer. If you want to be a 3D modeler, reach out to a 3D modeler. If you want to be a writer, reach out to a writer. And get even more specific than that. For example, I'm a hard surface modeler, so if you want to be a character modeler, I can give you some high-level details, but you're better off reaching out to a character modeler for more advice. Figure out what you want to do, get specific about it, and then reach out to someone who does that exact thing. Now, if you don't know what you want to do, that's when you can reach out to the Black Woman Animator version of myself, and then I can get you narrowed down and then send you on your merry way so you can reach out to an expert that does exactly what you want to pursue. Congenial networking is what a lot of people are lacking when you think about networking. People tend to naturally interact in a transactional way, but congenial networking can get you much further. A simple way to participate in congenial networking is to simply reach out to people to see how they're doing. It doesn't even have to be very often. You can reach out to them every 6 months to a year, and you'll still be doing it more than most people. Strategic networking is taking your networking to the next level. Through the relationships you've built, you're able to reach out to your network for job opportunities. Now let's take a deeper dive and get more specific. Take reaching out to people seriously. Be clear and concise when reaching out to someone. Rather than inboxing someone, saying hi, and waiting for them to respond, craft a specific question that you want them to answer. A lot of people have busy schedules and don't have time to go back and forth and see why you're reaching out to them. Also, if you're cold inboxing or cold emailing people, please do your research. You should not be using industry professionals as an alternative to Google. Information about what you want to do can be found by typing in a question into a search engine. Try to reach out to industry professionals for answers you can't get from Google. If there's a professional that you see on a panel and they say, reach out to me with any question, just take that as an exception to this point. Doing research before approaching a professional shows that you're serious about what you're pursuing, it's impressive, and it sets you apart from other people. There's definitely exceptions to the advice that I'm giving. There's people who are willing to do more hand-holding, so just keep that in mind. Pay attention to how people communicate and decide which kind of person they are. If a person takes time to be with you, know what you want and don't waste people's time. Come prepared with questions. If you're nervous, that's okay, but don't freestyle if that's not your strong suit. Make sure you're thankful and show appreciation when someone responds to you. We're always encouraging kids to say please and thank you, but as we become adults, some of us forget those common courtesies. I've sometimes had people mind me for information and then just disappear, so just remember to say thank you. If a professional gives you homework, try to do that homework before you reach back out to that same professional, unless it's just that you have questions about what they gave you to do. Sometimes when someone is taking time out of their day to give you tips to help you succeed, and you reach back out to them and haven't taken any of their advice, it can seem like a slap in the face and that you've wasted their time. This is not a guaranteed reaction, but it is a possible outcome. There are people out here with imposter syndrome who are constantly asking the same questions over and over again in different spaces, and I'm here to tell you, you're not accomplishing anything. You're actually stalling. You only accomplish things when you do. And sometimes it's scary to do, but you have to push through that. You have to push through your perfectionism. You have to push through your fear. Don't prevent yourself from doing the work. Another tip is to stop thinking the only people or the best people that can help you are the most notable people in the industry. Like I said earlier, the people doing the exact job that you want to do are the best people that can help you. Veterans in the animation industry are great sources of information and should be respected for the knowledge they have. Keep reaching out to them. Depending on if they've kept up with the industry standards and how on the pulse they are, their advice can actually be dated. Recruiters and the people who have been in the position that you want for a couple of years will be closer aligned to what your experience will actually be. and they can give you the strategies to help you be successful. This allows you to reserve some pretty cool questions for people who are more prominent in the industry. Asking them unique questions can set you apart from everyone else who's messaging them and make you more memorable. Another tip is don't ask for anything. I remember when I first moved to Los Angeles, I was going to all these networking events, and people would tend to lead with their skill set. Oh, if you need a writer, if you need an editor, if you need a character designer, here's my business card. It doesn't provide a genuine experience for people who are either experienced in networking or in the industry, and it's a little off-putting. Try to lead with a more human element and not as though people are pawns on your chessboard. You get much further. Now, this is where I get into the analytical approach to this. Whether I want something from someone or not, the strategy I use is to interact with the person as much as possible without asking for anything. So when I ask for something, if that ever happens, it'll be less suspicious and less noticeable. It's like Gary Vee's jab, 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 right hook. If you ask for something immediately, people's red flags go up. But if you're continually talking to someone without wanting something, each interaction is removing a brick to a wall they can have up. Another thing is to make sure your ask lines up to who you're talking to. Sometimes people reach out to me for job opportunities and I'm in no position to hire anyone. Again, make sure you're reaching out to the right people for what you're trying to accomplish. Even though this is a strategy, still be genuine with it. Get to know people as human beings. Now let me tell you about a time where I didn't realize how much my check-ins meant to someone. I met a guy who was working at one of the American animation studios while I was working in Korea. As a foreigner working at a Korean animation studio, they would sometimes show me off to the American and French studios that would come to visit. The context of the visit was that my studio was trying to win a bid for an animated television series. I got the guy's contact information, and for the next several years, anytime I thought about it, I would reach out to him and see how he was doing or give him my own life updates. He contacted me and said that he wanted to tell all the important people in his life about his illness and that him and his family were keeping it private. I was definitely shocked that he considered me one of the important people. It was honestly a great feeling, and I was happy that me keeping in contact meant so much to him, even though we've never worked together and we hadn't seen each other since that day we met. So building genuine connections can have a huge impact, and it doesn't take as much time and energy as you would think. Now here's some tools and strategies to use for networking. People these days are so obsessed with their ability to remember something, even if they're not good at it. Writing stuff down or using the appropriate tools will make your life easier. If there's people that you met that you want to keep in contact with, use calendars to help. Use a calendar reminder that repeats every other month, every 3 months, every 6 months, so that you can remember to reach out to them. Whenever I did this naturally, I would reach out every 6 months to a year and send a message through email or LinkedIn. And you don't have to tell people that you're setting reminders. It doesn't make it any less thoughtful just because you're using a calendar. Alerts. In addition to calendar reminders, you can set up alerts. LinkedIn and Google allow you to set up alerts that come directly to your inbox. For LinkedIn alerts, you can set it up so that they email you when someone accomplishes something. For Google alerts, you can get notified by the mention of someone's name or their company. If someone has spoken at a conference, got an award, or a new job, you can use that as a great conversation starter when you reach out to them. Another tip, treat everyone with respect. You never know who a person is, and you never know who they'll be in the future. Respect everyone in these Facebook groups and Discord chats. The nature of Facebook groups, Discord chats, and life in general is that it's a popularity contest. The people who have the agency to be the most active end up being the most respected and the most popular. I've been in Facebook groups where I've seen people arguing back and forth with industry professionals. They're refusing to listen to the professional about what you need to do to get a job. And sometimes when you tell the person who the professional is, they don't care. I've personally been in Discord chats where people are arguing with me about advice I'm giving. Since I have a YouTube channel and I scour the internet to find people to interview, sometimes I'm just giving advice to make it easier on me to find out who you are and what you do. Sometimes I have people debating me back and forth about the advice that I'm giving, but if it's just general advice, you don't have to take it. You also don't have to explain why other people might not take the advice. If it doesn't apply, let it fly. Imagine someone being a recruiter and they're trying to help people get jobs and you're choosing to argue with them. This also manifests through my YouTube channel. There are well-known people in the animation industry that are more respected, But that doesn't make the lesser known people less important. Everyone is important and everyone should be respected. No matter how much you hear from them, no matter how much you interact with them, no matter if they're not highlighted in the media, they have a voice, they have a career, they have an impact, and they are important people. Also remember, the animation industry is small and people have long memories. Guess what? You're not only networking at networking events, you're networking everywhere. Let me get more specific. I taught Blender at a media arts high school, and I had to have a few come to Jesus meetings with my students. Like when they asked me for extra credit to bring their grade up when they hadn't even done all their work. Meanwhile, they were allowed to turn in any assignment up until the end of the semester. I'm not creating any extra work for myself when you ain't even done the regular work. But anyway, I told them when you're in my class, your behavior is building your reputation. If you're turning in your assignments and putting in some effort, you're building a good reputation. If you're not participating and not turning in assignments, you're building a bad reputation. Your reputation typically determines whether or not someone wants to do you a favor. I told my students that this also goes for whether I'm compelled to write a letter of recommendation for a program or an internship, because that means putting my reputation on the line to vouch for them. If they didn't try hard in my class, I don't have the confidence that they're going to try hard somewhere else. People aren't typically willing to take the chance. Earlier this year, I took a class at Noman. I took the philosophy that I share with my students and applied it now that I was the student. I spoke up and participated in class. Yes, it could be a part of your personality to be quiet. I've definitely been there. But unless you're the best person in the class, you're not going to be memorable that way. In my Noman class, I built my reputation as one of the people who would answer the questions that my teacher would ask. When my teacher would accidentally send the wrong link for resources, I would speak up and let him know. That wouldn't only be helpful to me, it would be helpful to the whole class. I turned in my work on time. I talked through my process on troubleshooting some of my assignments. I got behind on one of my assignments because my teacher got COVID and couldn't give me my critique for a week or so. But I worked hard to turn in my final project so I could make sure to leave a good impression. I even had a discussion with my instructor about how recommendations for jobs and internships can come from teachers as well. They can say Deborah was a hard worker in turning her assignments on time, she was helpful to her peers, and she was good at problem solving. Another space where you're networking is at work. In this work from home space, it's kind of crazy that there's instances where people will ask questions and nobody will respond. Over time, we've built this culture of ignoring people. I've heard professors talk about this happening in their classrooms as well. The instructor is asking a question one-on-one, and there's just a blank stare. So if someone is asking a question, I try to answer. Again, this is building my reputation with the people around me. I try to be good at my job, be personable, and build relationships with my peers and bosses as much as possible. People remember the ones who made the workplace better. And those are the people who get suggested for future job openings. If you have any ideas for any networking, soft skills, or communication topics, please leave it in the comments. Thanks for watching, and I want you to like so I know it's real, comment and tell me how you feel, subscribe to Citadel, and sign up for post notifications to show your zeal. And I'll see you in the next video. Peace.